Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Tony Bickley, CEO of DR Studios.
Okay, so we're here at the Develop Conference. Can you tell me a bit about what Train to Game has been doing here in Brighton?
Yeah, it's been quite exciting, really, because we've opened up Guru Bar, which is our version of student surgery. We've had students come in, talk to us about the problems with their training, you know, what they need to do on various portfolio pieces, what they, you know, any lessons they're stuck on, and quite a lot are looking forward to the end of the course, and they're seeking career advice.
And speaking of careers and advice and pushing Train to Game students forward, how did the Game Horizon event go at the start of the conference?
The student placement Games Horizon event on Tuesday went very, very well. Had some great feedback from the developers at the event. And we started talking to them about their needs and what they're looking for coming out to the tail end of this year and into next year. And we're going to start matching their needs with the skill sets of our students as they reach that eligibility threshold on their course. And then we can start moving that forward. So, yeah, it went very, very well.
So things looking promising for more UK studios taking Train to Game students on placement then?
It certainly is. I mean, we've had to wait for a certain period where the students can get sufficiently far through the course that they can offer a value add to the developers that they're going to be working for. We're at that point now with quite a few of our students, so we're accelerating the process. We're talking to studios, we're talking to students, and then we do that all-important mix and match service as we head towards Christmas.
And how important has it been for Train to Game to be here on display in the middle of one of the most prestigious gaming events in the UK calendar?
Very important. It's given us the opportunity to network with the industry's most important developers. We've been able to talk to them on an individual basis about what their needs are. It also gives us the opportunity for people to see what we're up to explain where Train to Game has come from and where we're going, and you know, to provide that all-important open door. One of the things that I was particularly keen on trying to do at this event was offer you know, seats available for students just to turn up and talk to us about their issues and about what their needs were. And this has been great. It's a fantastic venue and it's easy to get to.
And has it been good, the placement of the conference being opposite the Tiger stand, of them chipping in every so often?
Yes, I mean, we're working very, very closely with Tiger, as you know. They're our examination awarding body, and having them closely linked to us, both physically on the stand and also being able to use their personnel to talk to our students and vice versa, has been brilliant, no, absolutely brilliant.
A few Train to Game students have been here for the entire time. How do you think the conference has benefited them?
It's been great, to be honest, absolutely great. We've had our students, they've been walking around the show, they've been able to do their own networking. We had one of our students spend quite a few minutes with Mark Lane, you know, one of the iconic people of the industry. They've been able to see what the show is, and more importantly, they've been able to see how real the industry is. It's all right studying in isolation, it's all right going to work at a computer games development company and understanding about milestones and development and the commercial reality of it, but it's not until you come to an event like this that you can see what people are up to, what levels of technology is coming out, what the new middleware solutions are. No, it's been absolutely brilliant.
And looking to the future, what events will Train to Game be attending towards the end of this year?
We're absolutely intending to go to Eurogamer, to take another booth there, do again another student surgery, and another Guru Bar to talk to them, but also to talk to developers about their needs for the student placement program, and to build upon the inertia that we've created at this event so far.
Great, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.